Good morning, here is Eva Schubert with Bohemian in Inspiration. Today, I would like to share with you the topic about our mind. So how your mind can make you fail. Isn't it funny? And everything starts with our thoughts. So let's start. Even if you don't know it, our mind can make and break things. In other words, our mind can be responsible for the failure, for not living the life we dream about, and for not having the things we wish for. How can our mind make us fail when it is the one supposed to help us out? Well, if you embrace a negative state of mind, a negative attitude, and you allow the fear of failure to take over your mind, then everything can go to waste. When you allow negative thoughts to take over, then the law of attraction cannot work for you anymore. It cannot make your wishes come true if you choose to surround yourself with negative energy. If you are paralyzed by the fear of failing, and if you self-limited yourself, then failing will be the outcome you attract in your life. Does it make it sense? Let us get into more details and see how your mind plays such an important role. How often do you practice self-love? Are you looking in the mirror when you wake up in the morning? Directly in your eyes. And can you say to yourself, I love, and your name? Or is it difficult? Or are you projecting in your mind a future where you are healthy, happy, wealthy, and successful? Are you criticizing and or encouraging yourself? Do you think that failure is a lesson or an obstacle? The answers to all these questions happen inside your mind, and they can influence your perspective and the way you act. If you criticize yourself and do not practice self-love, you will not be able to see solutions to your problems. You will be trapped inside an invisible prison that makes you think that you are not capable or worthy of a better life. So the first thing you need to change is how to see and think about yourself. You need to start treating your person with respect and love. This way, others will begin treating you the same. And you will finally find the power to change your life the way you want it. Also, how do you see your future? If the images that unroll in your mind are gray, dull, and full of disappointments, you can't expect to have anything different in your real life. It is true that some goals are harder to achieve than others, but that does not mean that they are impossible to achieve. Remember the word impossible. What Audrey Hepburn said, I am possible. The word itself means I am possible. The same with perfection and imperfection. I am perfect. I am perfect because I am imperfect. And that's okay. embrace death. I'm doing the same. It just means that they need more time, effort, and work on your side. You need to start being aware of the fact that what you project in your mind will also happen in your real life. It's like you program your mind to take you in a particular direction. It's the same with like programming with your computer, hardware, software. How is it connected? How does your software work? Envision the things you desire and adopt a positive state of mind and attitude. And the law of attraction will start working for you. Believe it or not, the fear of failure is the one that simply paralyzes the minds of so many people. We end up being so afraid of failing that we decide not to pursue anything, convinced that the outcome will not be the desired one. So what if you will succeed? What if you try something and maybe you fail? At least you will know what you need to do right the next time. Because the failure is just only getting the wrong direction. Nothing less, nothing more. That's it. Yes, a failure is a lesson that tells you where you need to improve. You cannot find such details out if you don't go for it. Sometimes even with the best plan in your hands, with a compass in your hands, you can still fail. But it will be an important lesson for you to learn, so that the next time you will make it perfect. Because perfect, that means imperfect. Embrace this. Free your mind from the fear of failing, and you will see the world with different eyes. Be the original. Be yourself. And start to free your mind. Thank you very much for the listening, and speak to you next week. Bye-bye.